Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, my name is Debbie Arthur, and I'm a dairy farmer from Paul's Valley. From producing the best milk possible to giving back, dairy farmers are committed to our communities. Each year, dairy farmers like myself help feed those in need, making sure they are provided with nutritious milk and dairy foods at their holiday meals. To learn more about dairy farmers' commitment to you and their communities, visit DairyMax.org.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
The 2019 winter wheat crop still behind normal development, and we've had our share of disease reports to deal with here in 2019. Dr. Bob Hunger's been talking a lot about leaf rust and septoria. Have not heard as much about weed problems this year. Misha Manachuri, weed specialist at Oklahoma State University, says one reason for that, plenty of rainfall this spring, allowing us to have conducive weather for weed control.
We've definitely had the moisture, so we have had the emergence, but I would say one good thing about having weeds that are actively growing is anytime we spray a herbicide at the right rate at the right time and it's actively growing, we usually get a good kill. And so we didn't have those dry conditions where weeds were hardened off and their cuticles were thick. We had movement of herbicides. And so I am hearing from some producers, this product looked really good this year, and I think that's because of the growing conditions.
Weed specialist Misha Manachuri, notice what she said, at the right rate, at the right time. A key for herbicides to work well. Now, let's switch gears. This past week when we were in Washington, one of the topics that we covered, implementation of the 2018 Farm Bill, and for livestock agriculture, that's all about that money secured for foreign animal disease prevention and control. Dustin Baker with the National Pork Producers Council says there's a pot of money that's going to be divided three ways.
What we have is through the first 4 years, there's $120 million that are able to go across three legs of the animal health stool, as we talked about. So it was state block grants for prevention of diseases, NALM laboratory funding for diagnostics, as well as a vaccine bank.
And Baker says as far as the Pork Producers Council is concerned, it's all about getting that vaccine bank in place.
Yeah, so there's $120 million for the first 4 years of the bill that was for the three legs of that stool. Now, $5 million per year for those first 4 years must go to state block grants, so that's $20 million. So that really leaves $100 million that's left up to the Secretary's discretion as to how he allocates those dollars or those funds. And so we've been adamant that a significant portion of that must go toward securing FMD vaccine, because we really can't afford not to secure ourselves against the threat that it poses. There really would be ripple effects, because it doesn't only impact the cloven-hoofed animal industries. It would also have ripple effects throughout the rural economy, including on corn and soybean producers as well. Most estimates that we've looked at, including one from Iowa State University, total the economic impact that a disease would have of $200 billion over 10 years. So it's pretty significant. So we think that this is a relatively small price to pay in order to prevent a catastrophic disease like that from occurring.
Dustin Baker with the National Pork Producers Council. You've got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the eight commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's our farm news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.